Good morning. Choke croak. Good morning. 7:14 a.m. on what is this? Wednesday, September the 21st, 2016. Tomorrow or tonight is the equinox. Or somewhere near. I don't know if it's tonight through tomorrow or tomorrow through the next day. The actual specific point of the equinox happens sometime during daylight hours here in the Rocky Mountain West. Tomorrow, the 22nd. I tried to get out and get some sunrise pictures this morning because the sun is going to be about the same position tomorrow as it is today. It's not going to have moved that much from yesterday to today, but the eastern horizon was occluded by clouds. I did get some interesting pictures of the mare's tails. There's a lot of high cirrus clouds up there that above the dark low-lying clouds, there are these beautiful high-flying cirrus wisps. So I guess they're stratocirrus. In a shape that is vernacularly known as mare's tails. It's gorgeous because of the low-lying dark clouds and the higher, visibly white, illuminated mare's tails above them. It's gorgeous. So it's a beautiful morning. It's a little more than 60 degrees. I didn't put on a lot of extra warmth today, which is good because I'm sweating. Try to open up this shirt here. But the important thing is that I got out, I got going. Early this morning, I could have easily just said, I'll go out. Then a half an hour, two or three times. I don't know if it's supposed to be hot again today or not. It was another hot day yesterday, hot, high in the 89, 90, somewhere in there. I did the summertime grill thing with cold potato salad, coleslaw, grilled steaks. I thought it was yummy. The girls were like, steak was good. Some of them like potato salad, some of them don't. Depends on the day. The coleslaw tends to be quite tangy. I should probably make my own. Shred some cabbage. Shred some carrots. Put in some dressing and call it. Without the extra vinegar that frequently comes in prepared coleslaw. So what I'm thinking about today is a post I saw on Passive Guy yesterday, and I think that might have been the day before I started talking about it. Traditional publishers used to rely on the fact that almost every book they published, they'd sell 1,500 to 2,000 copies, which is enough to cover the cost of production. So very few books actually lost the money. And they very frequently did not, at 2,000 sales, did not allow the author to earn out, which allowed the publisher to say, yeah, I know, to the next book. Or any other book. Which was something that I expected, something that I suspected, something that I actually knew from looking at statistics on how many authors earned out back in the day when it used to be $5,000, and how many authors are still not earning out when the first-time advance is now around $3,000. They're still not earning out. They wouldn't have earned out in the old days either. But they're not earning out now because the publishers can only rely on selling a few hundred books. According to Mike Schatzkin, in the low triple digits. Now that's, for Milk Run, well, I didn't do that yesterday, but I did do it the day before. I sold low triple digits. And in the 3 weeks, almost 4 weeks since the book has been out, I've sold way more than 2,000 copies. Now, I haven't sold any paperbacks because I don't have a paperback version out there. That's probably the most telling obstacle. So, in a certain sense, we're comparing apples to oranges. Units sold, revenue earned. Because it's important to keep in mind that traditional publishers work very hard to make sure that their ebook sales don't exceed paperback sales. In fact, talking to some of the people that I know who are in traditionally published circumstances, generally their ebook sales are about 25% of their paperback sales. So if you sell 2,000 paperbacks, then you sell, what is that, 500 ebooks? And it's not because ebooks aren't popular, it's because the publishers are protecting the paperback sales by pricing the ebooks to keep the sales down, at least until after they've skimmed off the window of paperback and hard copy, hardcover. And then I'm seeing sometimes, not always, but sometimes they'll drop the paperback, the ebook sale price, to something more appropriate, like $9, $9.99 or something, $7.99, $8.99, somewhere in there, which is not, you know, that's not terrible, but after they've already skimmed the market for the paperbacks, they've already skimmed the market for the hardbacks. This is sort of like, yeah, we'll throw it on the remnant table here of ebooks. Ebooks are the new mass market. So it was how they treated mass market paperbacks back in the day. And it's a process that they're continuing, and as far as they're concerned, it's working. Other than the fact that they have to be careful about which titles they take on, other than the guaranteed blockbuster Stephen King, Nora Roberts, John Grisham, James Patterson. Other than the names they know will sell, even if all they do is phone it in. They have to be careful about who else they sign on, because not only are they unlikely to make a significant profit on them, they're likely to lose money. Not a lot of money, but losing money when you have to answer to shareholders, losing as Wells Fargo has discovered, losing money to deal with to disappointing shareholders, that's a bit of a problem. Oh, we turn east. The sun is almost up high enough to clear the overcast on the eastern horizon. Some very silver linings on those clouds over there at the moment. Oh, it's beautiful. Post. The lower level clouds are also breaking up into mackerel sky, which is with the bright leading edge and the dark trailing edge of shadow. It's quite striking. I'm not sure it's striking enough for an extra photo, but it's quite striking. It's the sky this morning is fascinating to watch it develop as the sun comes up, heats some of the upper atmosphere, dissipates some of the high level clouds. And the structure of the clouds becomes fragmented as the prevailing winds carry them out over Kansas. It's lovely. Very lovely. So today on Peer Reviewed, I reviewed the Asphalt Warrior by Gary Riley. It's a beautiful book. I read it. I finished it the other day. I really can't say enough good things about this book. I'm looking forward to getting into the next book, which is Ticket to Hollywood. And get that one formatted and replaced so that the ebook is actually readable. And I finished the second volume of Wishmakers, Sean McGuire, MCGWIRE. And I have to say, books keep getting better. I'm into the third volume now. And any book that can keep me away from the keyboard is a good book. Unfortunately, it's a book that's keeping me away from the keyboard. But, it's YA. But there's good stuff in there. There's good storytelling in there. It's a lovely series. It really is. I'm probably going to have to review that one next week. So I need reviews. Oh boy, I need reviews. I've got one review. I think the last review in my queue is on Friday. And I've sent out some requests, but I haven't gotten any back. Morning.
Are both of the girls gone from home now?
No, they're still at home.
Oh, okay. I don't see them that much anymore.
But they don't get out of the house much, but they're still there.
Okay.
interesting conversation. I see this lady walking frequently. She's the one with the pink good witch hat. She has several different hats that she wears. She always has something. She always has a smile. She always says hi. It's the first time I realized that she knows how many kids I have. But yeah, kids don't go outside very much anymore. The younger one is having her gap year. And beginning, finally, after 6 months, finally getting bored with sitting around playing games, staying up all night, sleeping most of the day. Elder is working on books. She keeps selling books, keeps writing books, keeps trying to build a following for her. Esper Ravenwood character. And yes, I think Ravenwood is an homage to her old man's fantasy titles. There's all sorts of stuff going on in the neighborhood in terms of holes getting dug and pavement being cut open. Here's one here where there's holes on opposite sides of the street. I don't know what they're going to run under there. Whether it's power, which is likely. Cable, just possible. Sun breaks out. I have a shadow. This is the first time all walk that I've had a shadow. So in the last 40 minutes, I've been just walking in clouds. But, yeah, shadow. Sun is up, sun is out. What am I going to have for breakfast today? Yesterday was French toast. I don't really want French toast today. What do I want? Oh, I made it. Here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. 21 minutes. Gee, I was just poking along. Oh, well. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.